With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP-102 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP-102weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 11th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to everyone.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes is joined by Jason Bishop.
I am.
Hello, all the people.
Guess what day it is.
Hello, Jason.
Oh, you're bringing it back.
Hey, every
it's
once
been
a while.
Every
once in a while, you have to play the classics, JP.
It is a hump day.
Guess
it
what
also
day it is
a game show Wednesday.
It is.
And we hyped it up. We're bringing back Name That Hey Thing.
Very nice. I hope that Valdez prepared an extra segment just for us to play along so we can show the listeners how the game is done.
I think so.
He's laughing. He probably didn't.
No, I think so. He has three categories.
We only have
two prizes. So
very good.
You figure you have nine different chances to play the junkies.
Right.
If you want to sacrifice one or two of those just for the junkies, we probably could do that.
Sure.
Just so we're going to do that this morning, coming up at 7 o'clock, Game Show Wednesday, Name That Height.
That's for all the prize swine
That's for all the people.
It is.
Also on the show today, Jerry Brewer is going to join us from the Washington Post. We'll talk about Dwight Howard. He has a column about Dwight Howard's best and worst qualities. Rich Waltz is going to join us. He's a sports broadcaster who's calling the Nationals game today on Facebook. The game's not going to be on TV. It's going to be available via Facebook. And, of course, you can listen to it right here on 106.7 The Fan.
That's right.
An early game, 12:30. So Rich Waltz will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. And Mike Rizzo, it's Wednesday, the GM of the Nationals, will join us 9.
It's good that he's on after a win.
Yeah.
Also after another move where Doolittle goes to the DL.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's going to be a brief stint.
Luckily, they have Herrera. That's why they got him.
And Doolittle is retroactive, I believe, to July 7th. So he's expected to come back right after the All-Star break.
I mean, he has a sore toe.
Well, you can't pitch with a sore toe.
He's got an inflamed toe.
Yeah, you can't pitch with an inflamed toe.
Apparently you can't.
Too painful.
But they got a nice win yesterday against the Pirates. Jeremy Hellickson, who had two horrific outings before yesterday's start.
Well, one of them, he had the flu. I mean, we'll give him the pass on that one.
He goes five innings, allows just two hits.
Yeah,
that's a big winner there.
That is.
And the offense got four hits from Daniel Murphy. Soto does what he always does. Look at the box score.
What did Soto do? Three hits?
I think
he was three for four.
Well, I know this. I think Bryce Harper struck out four times.
You don't have to think it. You know it. He went 0-for-5 with four Ks.
He's down to 215.
Man,
but the rest
night.
Of the lineup looked good.
But they got the win.
I was looking at the lineup. You have to like what Eaton's doing at the top of the lineup. You have to like what Soto's doing, often batting second. Rendon hit a home run. You have to like what he's doing. Hopefully Murphy will start playing like we know he's capable of playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if Bryce ever comes around, you got a potent offense.
So today, you can't watch it on Masson.
You cannot.
You can watch it on Facebook Live.
Exclusively on Facebook.
Right. Which
correct.
I don't have.
You do not.
So I would not be able to watch
the game. And if you're not watching on Facebook, of course, you're going to listen right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Well, that's what I would have to do.
You're going to listen to Charlie and Dave.
Yes, because Valdez, I do not have Facebook. I cannot watch Facebook today.
Oh,
unless I logged into someone else's Facebook
account. By the way, Soto was 3-for-4 with a run and a run batted in. His average up to 312.
Rendon hit his 13th. It was a two-run shot off of Joe Musgrove in the fifth. So 5-1 win for the Nats over the Pirates. Today they play at 12:35.
It's a getaway day. 12:35 first
pitch. And of course they'll close out the first half in New York against the Mets. They'll play four against the Mets and then of course take that week off and then see what happens with any trades. And now there's word that the Red Sox are in on the Machado deal. I don't believe it, but who knows?
Did Machado hit two homers yesterday?
Machado hit two homers, and they beat the Yankees. The Yankees got to be kicking themselves if they can't beat the worst team in American League. Now, the Orioles aren't going to lose a series. They play one more. They've already won two out of three. Play one more tonight.
I believe the Orioles, as horrific as they are, have a winning record against the Yankees this season.
Valdez?
Just shocking news.
I mean, Machado's trade value just keeps soaring. He's going to hit bombs like that and beat the Yankees. The Yankees probably want him even more.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to hit bombs now to prove how great of a player he
no,
is.
No, I get it. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, probably 10 teams want him.
Maybe you won't change your dog's name after all, even after Manny gets shipped out of Baltimore.
Mancini.
That's right.
Did you watch any of the game?
I did not. I watched the special about Carnoustie that was on the golf channel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It is awful.
Manny Machado is having...
awful? You're no. awful, apparently.
Well, both. It was awful because it was so cheesy.
Oh, okay.
Talking about John Vandeveld.
Manny Machado is having kind of a good year. He's hitting 314, 23 taters, 63 RBIs for the worst team in baseball. Imagine if he had guys on base in front of him on a regular basis.
Yep, he's slugging almost 600. Yeah, he's having a bomb year. Having an unbelievable year. I think I saw something today in the Post. What would happen? Now, I don't think this is going to happen, but what would happen if he was traded before the All-Star game?
He's wear that new jersey.
He's slated to start in the All-Star. Is that what it was?
So I think so.
What if it was a National League?
That's a good question.
Drabby, got an answer
You're
for me?
You're asking questions we don't have answers to.
Or would he
to.
Still be playing for the Orioles in the All-Star game? Let's just say he got traded to the Brewers.
If it happened on Sunday, let's say, I don't know what they would do. I think in the past, so if he was traded on Saturday, let's say, and he's has a Padres jersey and plays for the Padres, maybe he's SOL because he's in the National League now.
Yeah, but he was voted.
But if he's voted,
he
though.
He was voted as a starter by the
Yeah. Mets. I don't know. Good question.
That's probably never happened before where a star has been traded before the All-Star game who's slated to start and was traded to a different league.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
But anyway, so the Nats get the win, and again, play today at 12:35. Yes.
Baltimore Sun article says if Machado was traded to a National League team before the All-Star game, he could be ineligible to play. That's what happened to Jeff Samardzija in 2014 when he was traded to the A's.
Look at that production by Drab T-shirt. Has an answer for you like that.
So they said there's not there's no real precedent, so they might be able to figure something out.
So Samardzija was traded
from the Cubs to the A's.
From the Cubs to the A's, and he was slated, but he wasn't going to start in the All-Star game.
He was introduced as an NL All-Star, but wore a generic All-Star game jersey and a cap.
Here's
really?
What we can agree on. This is
that.
Real baseball nerdery that's going on, discussing what jersey he would wear at the All-Star game if he were traded beforehand.
Well, I know it's not going to happen. I'm just saying if it happened,
right?
What would they do? What would Major League Baseball do? But we'll see. By the way, I got to mention this. So watching the World Cup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about bets, and France beats Belgium 1-0.
Talking about Liddell's. All day.
And I did take France.
Yes.
Even Belgium was a little juicier number, but I stayed away. I took France plus 155.
Yep.
And I also took them over one goal, which pushed. But I'm sure you guys watched the game. France had so many opportunities in the last 10 minutes to score. Because Belgium was just attacking, and their defense was just poop, and France had all kinds of opportunities to score. And specifically, with like 3 minutes left in the game, some guy, I mean, the Belgium goalie was clearly moving to his left.
Right.
And he kicked it left. He kicked it wide. If he just kicks it to the left side of the goal, it's in, and they win 2-0.
And at this point, France they don't care about scoring. I mean, all they care about is protecting the lead.
Yeah. But they had a wide open goal multiple times, actually. So I pushed on that, and I won the actual France bet.
That just means you have to get back on the horse today and bet on England-Croatia.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff to bet on today.
We'll get Soccer Drab's read on that a bit later.
Got Wimbledon today. You've got England-Croatia. You got baseball day games and baseball. Oh, just love it.
Summer League.
Believe Drab. Soccer Drab did nail the France game.
On the air. No. Hey, no.
That's why I did it. That's why I did
it. Oh, because of me?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll give you my read later.
Very good.
It's actually the opposite.
Yeah, stay tuned for later.
The opposite of the Sebastian Salazar call, and he joked about it because he told us Belgium and the over.
Right.
Yeah.
He was a big loser.
And A-Rod also parroted that yesterday. He's like, there's going to be a lot of opportunities.
He said it's going to be
a lot of goals.
He said 4-3. He said it's going to be a 4-3 final.
Hey, it's soccer. Like Sebastian Salazar said, betting on soccer is madness.
It might have been 4-3 in yellow cards.
Right.
But not in goals. By the way, and Valdez, you get the emails just like I do. We get emails from the Caesar King. This guy, he calls himself the Caesar King.
Yes.
His name's Julio.
Right.
He's got a Vegas source that picks fatties, right?
And Caesar King is here. He's back.
He does all the sports. He does baseball, football, basketball, whatever.
What's in?
But he also does WNBA.
Okay.
Right. Is he on fire in the WNBA?
That's sort of a real... true degenerate.
Now, the WNBA, I know nothing about.
Well, how could you?
I mean, I can name two players in WNBA.
Right.
Diana Taurasi and Della Don.
Right.
That's it. That's the only two girls I can name.
Okay.
And maybe the hottie point guard that went to Notre Dame. What's her name? Skylar Diggins. She's in WNBA.
Yeah.
All right. So I can name three.
Okay.
All right. So I know nothing about the WNBA. The WNBA's got this crazy schedule. They play at 11:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, they have like 3 day games today or something.
It's right, Mystics, right in the middle of nap time.
The Mystics are playing at 11:30 this morning.
Right.
During the week on a Wednesday.
Okay.
So anyway, so this guy gives picks pretty much one game per day.
Right.
He is. And yesterday gave the Dallas Wings over the Phoenix Mercury.
Oh, do they have like a buffalo wing? Is there?
I don't know. Just a big
jerseys?
Thing with wings.
Oh, I wish they did.
Just a big green bird.
Right.
He is 30-6.
Whoa, he is scorching hot. What?
He is. Valdez. He won again.
I know.
Are you betting these games?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my
God. But I feel like if I jump on, it's just going to end.
It's going to be too late.
Well, I'm
not
too late.
That's the way I felt.
Valdez, I might be cracking up your account again.
He is,
that is
30
absurd.
And 6.
The game, I've been tracking it too, because when I saw the record, I couldn't believe it. And so last night, I saw that he had the Wings.
Minus two and a half.
Yeah. They won by 30. He's been picking 11-point underdogs on the road that are winning outright by 10.
I think this is Vegas's nightmare. Because Vegas doesn't know anything about the WNBA. They don't know how to set the line. They don't know anything. And the people like this guy are taking advantage
They're
of
just pounding it.
He can't lose.
That is amazing. 30-6.
It's dangerous to say somebody can't lose.
I've been saying it when he was like 15-2, I said, he can't continue.
Right.
He's 30-6.
Hopefully you've been profiting.
I have been.
On
I bet
this run.
Every single one.
As you should.
It's funny. I just want to throw that out there.
I like it. I may have to get involved.
The Caesar King.
Yeah.
Does the Caesar King love Caesar salad? Like, why is these the Caesar King?
Why wouldn't he like Caesar salad? Caesar salad is your one seed of salads. Of course he likes Caesar salad.
I don't know. Is Julio Cesar Chavez his favorite boxer?
I don't know.
I don't even know why he calls himself
Caesar. He also had the France-Belgium under.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's clearly a play off the teaser king, but there are other words that rhyme if you wanted to go with the rhyme.
No, hold on. Just to clarify, he's not the one giving the picks. The guy in Vegas is giving the picks.
It's like a service.
He's just the conduit.
Yeah, he's just the one who gives us the picks.
He's the gatekeeper.
Gotcha.
He gets the picks, and then he opens the gate for the DJs you guys.
He pays for the picks.
Yeah, and then forwards them.
Because he wants radio love.
So somebody
he's
is studying out Vegas, the WNBA, picking big fatties.
Every single night.
And then the Caesar King delivers the info your way.
Because DJs don't care what they're betting on as long as they can win. Bettors would... They throw cash on cornhole tournaments if they knew who's going to win and there was a number offered.
Exactly.
Of course they would.
So it's just incredible that he just got a knack for it. I don't know how. Because I don't know anything about the WNBA.
By the way,
I was shocked when I saw they're playing at 11:30 a.m. during the week.
Here's what I don't know why we're not doing this. We should look forward to next year, roughly a year out. Just bet everything we own on Joey Chestnut in the hot dog eating contest. Now, I know it's not going to give you a lot of money back.
Because he can't lose.
If he's entering, he's winning. I believe he's won 11 out of 12.
Correct.
I mean, what are we doing? Why aren't we betting on that?
It's off
my
radar.
Do you like betting on sure things?
It's off my radar.
I like betting on sure things.
Yeah, that's what I did with Bitcoin. We know what happened.
Well, I think Joey Chestnut is a better investment eating Nathan's hot dogs than cryptocurrency.
I think so, too.
Probably is.
Usually when that contest happens, it's always on July 4th, correct?
Correct, yeah.
It's already, like I see the update, Joey Chestnut wins again.
Right.
I never think about it before the contest starts.
Well, you know what? Next year, like June of 2019, I'm going to get that bet in.
Yeah, just remind me.
Even though the odds are going to be terrible, why not bet on a sure thing?
All right, phone number as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Same number if you want to reach us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. As we mentioned, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us
at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Need to remind everybody that Cakes, Drab, and Valdez will be at Proper 21 tomorrow night. That's Thursday night from 6 until 8 p.m. The address, 1319 F Street Northwest. Word on the street is we will have some big baseball-related giveaways.
Very cool.
The stars have aligned for all of you donks that have been clamoring for the One Junkie, Two Producers appearance. That's tomorrow night at Proper 21.
So is that like two guys in a cup or whatever that was called?
No, I don't think it's anything like that, like what you're talking about. Thankfully, it's not going to be anything
so
like that.
So you'll have the giveaways at the appearance?
I'll be honest. I really don't know that much about the giveaways.
Right.
Radio Insider.
I don't know that much. But I'm guessing if we give them away on site, yes. Or you pick them up at a site to be determined.
Gotcha.
I really don't know that much about the giveaways.
It's coming together. Look, join them at Proper 21.
As far as some of the giveaways, think of the biggest baseball event coming up in this area next week or so.
I can kind of guess what it is.
And they may or may not be tied into the appearance.
The biggest event in town Monday and Tuesday next week.
Yeah, just think about that.
Very cool. And then Wednesday is the day that everybody's distraught because they can't bet on anything.
Everything's dark on Wednesday.
Summer League.
There's no World Cup.
It'll be WNBA probably.
WNBA, you can bet on that. Yeah. And as you mentioned, Vegas Summer League. But, I mean, how are you going to bet on teams just chock full of rookies and free agents
next
off the
Wednesday,
street?
Yeah, next Wednesday is going to be dead.
I mean, I guess
and
you
next
can.
Thursday, right? Didn't they extend the All-Star break all the way until Friday?
Yeah. Next Wednesday, Thursday, dead.
Hurts your DFS sweats, too. So I'm pretty much 99.9% out on baseball-related DFS sweats. I mean, how am I going to put in lineups when I just don't know? Just don't know 90% of the players.
You're somebody who almost plays daily fantasy sports every day, DFS. What's your balance sheet?
Overall? Or,
yes,
or
overall.
What is my account at
overall,
right now?
I know that you have several accounts.
Yeah, I have a lot of accounts. I don't know. I haven't run the
spreadsheet.
Would
you say that you're breaking even, down a little, up a little?
Probably down a little.
Right.
Not a ton.
Just because you're staying entertained.
I'm a small fish.
Right.
I don't bet big.
Yeah.
I play a lot of 25 cent, dollar, $2, maybe $3 contests. I'm feeling really frisky. I was approached by a salesperson yesterday, by the way, for a potential DFS startup, which I like to hear.
How are you allowed to do that when you're aligned with a different DFS
now,
site?
Trust me, I when I had this conversation with him in the hallway, which I don't even know if I'm supposed to be having this conversation with said person.
That's why
he's remaining nameless at this point. I said, look, I have tie-ins with one of the DFS big boys, so I don't want to upset the apple cart, so to speak, if I get involved with this smaller fish. So he said he knows the lay of the land there. So if
you
a
may
lot
be
of,
able to navigate the river.
Yeah, those waters could become kind of choppy, but I think we can navigate them. I think we'll be okay.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. Why don't you fill us in on what's going on? I do know the big story that jumped out at me yesterday had to do with LeSean McCoy.
You want to start with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's start with LeSean McCoy. Georgia police and the NFL are investigating a home invasion that happened Tuesday at a house that's owned by Bills running back LeSean McCoy. Now, McCoy is in Miami training. All right, this house is in Atlanta, but he's got some girl living there that he's been trying to evict for months, he claims.
I think his baby's mama.
Okay. He's been trying to get her out of the house.
Who, by the way, has a history because I can't remember the second celebrity, but she has dated Floyd Mayweather, and I want to say some sort of rapper, but it could be an athlete.
Her name's Delicia Corden.
Probably a little bit money.
Probably a hottie.
Yes.
I haven't seen a picture of her, but probably a
hottie. Oh, you didn't see the picture. Did you see the Instagram post?
I did not.
Because this started with an Instagram post with her face just completely bloodied, huge black eye
from
her friend.
Someone got into the house and beat her up and then stole her jewelry. Now, I guess her friend posted that it was LaShawn McCoy's. It wasn't LaShawn McCoy who did it. But he hired someone to do it because apparently LaShawn McCoy gave her a bunch of jewelry and it's expensive and he wants it back. And he told her, he said, I want that stuff back because you could get robbed. It's so expensive. What he told her.
He said that to her.
Well, that's what the girl is saying.
Oh, okay. Well, the girl, the friend who posted this picture, and it's just a brutal picture of her, said in the Instagram post that she's like, we know who you are. She alleges that he beat his son over little things like peeing in the bed, that he beat their dog to the point that there was some sort of kidney damage, and then obviously beat his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend.
So who knows? I mean, he claims it's all false. He has no idea. He's been trying to evict this girl from the house, but she's still there. So, Drabby, you got any more details? Am I leaving anything vital out of this story?
No, that's pretty
much. Drab the detective? Although I looked at the story, there was a bit of a controversy from LaShawn McCoy 4 or 5 years prior, where he wasn't arrested, but he was on social media having a back and forth with an ex who I think was a baby's mama. And, dude, some of the things that they were lobbing at each other was a show.
Now the
she was talking about his unit. He was talking about other things.
He's had a lot of drama. He's had a lot of drama surrounding him over the past few years.
Yeah, so who knows what the truth is. But, yeah, I guess the picture is bad. And the victim's attorney told the friend to take down the posts on Instagram. So I'm not even sure they're still out there.
Yeah, it's gone.
So that's the story with LaShawn McCoy. Brandon Browner, we talked about him a couple days ago. Ex-Seattle Seahawk and New England Patriot. He is now, I guess there have been more charges. He's now charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, it's not a good charge. Not a good look for the NFL, by the way, with those two stories.
So he's been charged with attempted murder, robbery, burglary, false imprisonment. And 2 counts of child endangerment.
Well, the headline's very disturbing. Browner charged with trying to suffocate ex-girlfriend in a carpet. Now that's
he's nuts.
That gets some points for originality. I've never heard of trying to suffocate somebody by rolling them up in like an Oriental rug.
Or he could have just shoved her face down into the carpet. I get it. You're interpreting it as a rolled up carpet.
That's the only way I can see it happening.
I think you could interpret it as just carpet, and he's smashing her face down into the carpet on the ground.
Maybe.
Yeah. So
Browner broke into the apartment, chased and dragged the woman, and then tried to smother her in a carpet. I need more details. I need to know if she was wrapped up in the carpet, or as JP is saying, face down in the carpet.
Well, he's dragging her, right? Let's say he's dragging her in this room, which is carpeted.
Yeah.
He drags her, and then he just puts his hand on top of her, on the back of her head, and just smashes.
This carpet is very thin. You need a real shaggy carpet, I think, to get.
It was attempted.
To be able to smother somebody in this carpet.
Attempted suffocation.
Could have been a shag carpet.
Could have been a very shaggy carpet. I need to know these details.
Well, you know who he has to hire.
Yeah, a Stanley Steamer?
No.
Clean the carpet?
He's got to hire Thomas C. Mooney.
Hire Thomas C. Mooney, that's correct.
So does LaShawn McCoy.
Well, if they did it in PG County.
Both have to hire them.
That's who would be hired.
All right, so we talked World Cup. France beats Belgium yesterday to advance to the World Cup final, which will be Sunday morning. Got a game today. It's Croatia and England. If you like to wager, England is plus 125 to win. Croatia is plus 260. Your draw number is plus 205. The total in the game is 2. Drabby, talk to me.
I think there's too much momentum with England right now.
Okay.
I think it's coming home, as they're all saying in London.
England's the play, huh?
I think, again, they're just a better team. And right here, as we're getting to the end, I just think that these teams with more depth and talent find a way to win these games and shut down. Mm-hmm. And Croatia's not that explosive anyways.
Okay.
They're just really good in the midfield as well. And England should have destroyed the team they played last game, but they missed way too many chances.
Who did they play last?
Colombia, right?
Colombia, yeah. They were so much. I mean, Raheem Sterling missed bunny after bunny, and that's not going to happen again.
Right.
So,
okay.
And so Croatia just played 3 days ago, 120 minutes.
That's true. So they might be a little gassed.
Gassed.
Okay. All right. So England's
I'd actually bet the house on England.
All right. I'm on England. I'm on England. Yesterday,
Sarah's going to be bitter when you're moving.
When I was watching the France game yesterday, fellas, I couldn't believe how fast the 19-year-old French
Mbappe.
Kid is. Oh, my God.
He's very skilled, too.
Why isn't he playing a receiver in the NFL?
Because Mbappe. He's a munchkin?
Mbappe.
How tall is he? Such a good one-hit wonder.
He is unbelievable.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
Mbappe?
5'10". I don't know. How tall do you think
I doubt
Mbappe?
He's that tall.
No, he's like 5'10".
He is so fast. And with the ball on his foot, I just can't believe how skilled that kid is.
He's listed as 5'10", he's 19, and he makes $17.5 million.
Well, he'd be starting at receiver for the Redskins, probably.
Well, you know what? He makes more than probably most wide receivers in the NFL currently.
Yes.
He makes more than Julio Jones.
And
I
he hasn't
that.
Even gotten into his prime. Imagine what he's making when he's 25.
Oh.
Are you going to have to school me on this? Because I guess one of the big stories in international soccer yesterday was Ronaldo is moving to Juventus, which are they in Italy?
Yes, Juventus.
So Juventus is buying his contract or buying the rights for Ronaldo from Real Madrid. Can you explain how this all happens and what how much money we're talking about?
I cannot. Soccer Drab might be able to explain it. AWOD might be able to assist.
I think they the transfer fee it was about $100 million, and I think all in all with his contract and everything, we're talking about a $370 million move, second biggest move of all time behind Neymar's move to PSG a year ago. It's just a big deal because Ronaldo's been at Real Madrid for 9 years. And it's the golden era of that club's history, and they're the biggest club in the world. They won four champion leagues,
right.
League after title.
And he scored a million goals.
He scores like a goal a game.
Now, does the player have any power? Can he say, no, I don't want to leave?
The players in soccer work? Have a tremendous amount of power. When they don't want to play on a team anymore, they just leave.
Okay, so he doesn't want to be there anymore.
No, because Spain, the government of Spain dinged him for taxes. He got all bitter.
Oh, really?
And so he says,
"Well, he doesn't want to pay taxes."
Well,
I don't want to pay taxes.
He definitely didn't want to pay that much on.
You're the Ronaldo of this show.
He paid a huge fine, like $35 million or something in back taxes. But he was at Manchester United before.
So he's
right,
been
before
with,
he was on Real Madrid. So he's kind
and then
of
Real
from
Madrid
the big boys.
Did the same thing with the transfer fee, and they paid for him. And
so Real Madrid's going to get a big bucket of cash.
Right, right.
Similar to LeBron to the Lakers.
They're not going to have Cristiano Ronaldo, but they're going to have whatever $135 million or whatever the heck the transfer fee is.
So is he?
And then they'll get a younger player. That's the thing. Is
that's probably a good move for Real Madrid.
There's a question whether Real Madrid wanted to keep him for these 4 years. That's years 33 through 37.
Why don't they pay for the American silly Christian
Pulisic?
Yeah,
I think there's a better chance that they make a run for like Mbappe or something.
Oh, is Mbappe better than Christian Pulisic?
Yes.
Yes.
Pulisic's a fine kid. He's not Real Madrid ready.
Mbappe's the next Thierry Henry. He's that good.
Is he? All right.
I'm sure he knows who Thierry Henry is.
I recognize the name.
He might
is the guy playing for France?
He did play for France.
He was on the shaving commercials with Roger Federer.
Yeah, I remember.
And now he's assistant coach in Belgium, I believe.
So let me ask you this. So when he goes to Juventus, does he sign like a whole new contract? Or is it
He'll sign a new contract.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a couple years. And then it's probably a good move for everybody. He's 33, almost 34. So he's not.
The Italian government said they're not going to tax him.
They probably getting hooked.
I bet. All right, so I guess that was the big story yesterday, other than the World Cup, is Ronaldo moving teams, going to Juventus. And when would that season start? What league do they play in?
They play in Serie A, which is probably third best league in the world.
Yeah,
definitely step down, but they're the best team in the league, and they start in a month.
Yeah, they play in the fall.
A lot of soccer nerdery today.
I think Real Madrid plays Juventus at FedEx Field.
Really?
I would doubt Ronaldo's going to play in that game.
Yeah.
But
well, it'll still be there. Probably 60,000 plus people there. It'll
I
be
think
back.
That's later this month.
By the He'll way, probably be there to pose and show his legs. And
yeah,
his
why does he pull up his shorts?
Because he likes to show his striation in his legs.
thank God for the Caps run and the World Cup.
Yes, thank you. We do appreciate it.
Because we'd be dry as a bone.
Yep.
By the way, celeb sighting for your boy yesterday.
Tease it. Give us a quick tease.
It's not that big. It's going to be a Redskin.
No,
it wasn't a Redskin.
Wasn't a Redskin. Okay.
Local athlete.
Local athlete.
You'll be sized.
He just thought of the Caps Cup run, so it's definitely a Cap.
Caps player. Where were you?
I was at Golfdom in Tysons.
Nuh-uh, you were at Golfdom.
I went to Golfdom.
I'm shocked.
All right, went over there. I got silly gear over there.
Hey, where's my gift bag? Where's my gristly gift bag from Golfdom?
Well, you don't, you're not an endorser.
Were you living
That's
the game?
True. It's a very good point.
I was living the game.
Yes.
Walked in.
That's their only location, by the way, in
Went
Tysons.
Over to their Adidas section because Adidas shorts are number one. In golf attire.
They are the best golf
they
shorts.
They are the by far.
I'm still a fan of Puma shorts.
Puma shorts.
Sorry.
I'll endorse everything.
Sure,
I don't care.
Sure.
So I walk in, and your boy, John Carlson, was standing right next to me.
Carly, Captain America.
Had his son over there. He's looking at some gear. He's looking at some clubs, looking at new putters.
Yeah.
Kids running around.
How can he afford all that stuff?
Exactly. I don't know how.
Somehow.
Had a sick Bentley SUV outside.
Of course he does.
Sick.
You signed for 8-8.
And so I checked out. I got my stuff, and I'm checking out, and I just said, I got to say something to him.
Yeah.
So I go. I just tapped him
He's
on the shoulder.
He's butt nice, too.
Oh,
we had him on table manners
tapped
years
him
ago.
On the shoulder. Said,
oh, you actually
John, just want to say
him.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I feel really good for you guys. And he looked at me and goes, hey, what's up, man? I recognize you.
He did?
Yep.
Look at that.
Recognized your boy.
I Very
said,
yeah. Nice.
I said, it's Jason. I shook his hand. I said, congratulations. Feel good for you. Asked him, you know, if he's taking any vacations. He
right.
Said, no. So, but John Carlson.
Did you have an SI in your back
out.
Pocket for him to sign, like with Ovi on the cover?
Don't have that.
No.
But I was just thinking about how filthy rich he is now.
He's filthy.
I mean, he was
what
filthy
was the
rich
contract
before.
Takes?
8 years, $64 million. Eight
That's
and eight.
Solid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Probably he was in PXG off, irons.
I think he was coming off a 4-year, $16 million
yeah.
deal.
He was already filthy rich.
Yeah,
he's just doubling up.
Already doing very, very well.
Yeah, so hanging out with John
and
Carlson.
Kudos to him for taking the cup around Bethesda, took it to a children's hospital center,
yep.
did a fundraiser for a deadly disease that affects children. I mean, he spent his day with the cup. In kind of the best possible
And unlike
way.
The junkies, Chad Dukes, who has John Carlson on regularly, will continue to at least be able to have John Carlson if they work things out. I'm sure
Which
John Carlson will keep coming on the Chad Dukes show.
Hopefully he will.
Whereas every year we have to scout for a new guy.
Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be in the upcoming campaign, but I'm sure we'll have somebody from the Capitals.
I would love Vrana. It's my boy, Jake Vrana.
Vrana became a superstar. Late in the season.
Or maybe we can get Koozie. Can we get Koozie?
Neither speak of that.
Yeah. How about a silly Canadian?
Yeah, that might be the case.
I think EB's got a good call on
Willie. Koozie's English is fine.
It's not great.
It's not that
a little
broken.
Choppy.
I'd say it's, eh.
Just, as good as, Bickles.
Why not Willie?
Willie'd be great.
Like me some Willie.
All right. Whatever. I'll go with the flow. Those are my choices. Oh, and if you're paying attention to Wimbledon, you've got Federer playing at 8 a.m., so in about an hour and a half, he's playing Kevin Anderson, and Nadal is playing Del Potro after that, I think around 10:30. So
they duped me this morning because I just looked at it for a split second. I guess they were showing the classic match between Federer and Nadal, and Nadal won in the fifth set 9-7. I was like, whoa, Nadal won 9-7.
Yeah,
He thought Federer was playing Nadal today.
Right.
So they already played.
Yeah, a bit of
Shows
Nadal.
You how much I'm paying attention.
Yeah. Right. Jeff, he loves breakfast at Wimbledon. He loves it.
Especially on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, remember, Game Show Wednesday coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to play Name That Hate here on the Junkies. Cakes, Drab, Valdez are at Proper 21. Thursday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Join them. Hang out with them. It'll be a good time.
Again, we don't know the next time you're going to see the one junk, two producer appearance dynamic. It might never happen again.
It's
you
a threesome.
You don't know. So you might want to take advantage of it tomorrow night. That's all. I'm just letting people know.
Then on Saturday, of course, it is our annual summer dress party, our favorite hang of the year. It's Saturday, July 14th, in case you wanted to check the calendar. This Saturday, Whitlow's on Wilson. It starts at 4.
Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. If you need more details, you can get them at thefandc.com/summer. We'll be hanging out on the rooftop.
Now, we have another appearance next week, but we're not going to muddy the waters with that. We're going to say we'll start hyping that one up really Friday, I think.
Jason, I do have a crushing blow of breaking news to tell you about.
Two?
All right, hold on. Oh. Is it sports related or non-sports related?
No, it's Chunky's related.
Okay.
Oh, I know. I already know what it is just from the adjective. It has your ride fell through.
No. That's so easy.
That's what I thought it was. Low hanging fruit.
Courtney from Chariots always hooks it up.
Yeah. Courtney West is our boy.
Yeah, he's great. Love him.
Is this show related?
Chunks related.
Oh, it's Saturday related.
Oh, Saturday, which is Whitlow's. Okay.
Yeah. Summer dress party.
Go ahead. Oh, you know what? Someone backed out.
One of the news babes.
Caitlin
babe.
Roth backed out.
No.
Lauren Ricketts backed out.
Nope.
Sheena Parveen.
Sheena backed out.
Someone has to cover Wayne Rooney's debut.
Oh, so Aaron Hawksworth backed
Aaron
out?
Aaron Hawksworth can no longer come.
Ah.
She is upset about it, too.
Is she?
She was fired up to come.
Because Wayne Rooney is making his debut with DC United.
Hello, I'm Wayne Rooney. I'm DC United.
Yes.
That's a silly new impression to add.
Of course I'll add that to the next. I'm Wayne Rooney.
Can she come afterwards?
The cup's coming home.
He's going to try to figure it out. But
what time do they play?
They're probably playing at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
7 or 7:30 would be my guess.
All right. Well, she's got to work. What are you going to do?
Play at Audi Field.
We're still going to get plenty
That's
over
a
there.
I didn't know how to silly Wayne Rooney in me.
Wayne Rooney.
Hello, I'm Wayne Rooney. It's how the junkies pronounce it. I don't know. I'm just spitballing over here.
All right. Valdez won't be there.
Yeah, Valdez.
I will
sadly
be in Houston.
Has to go to a memorial service.
That's why
in
you
Houston.
Need to come to Proper 21 to get your Valdez.
It'll be 120 degrees in Houston.
Thank you, Proper 21.
I'm sure I won't be sweating.
Yeah, you definitely will be.
By the way, big baseball related giveaways at Proper 21. That's all I can tell you. They couldn't be any bigger.
Doing it real big.
Doing it big.
I will not be at your appearance.
That's okay. I didn't expect you to be.
I'm just not going to make it.
That's okay.
So, Jason, you don't have Facebook, you don't have Twitter, you don't have Instagram, and you're probably a better person for
all of it. My life is better for
yes. Yesterday, one of the things that went viral was Gordon Hayward, who is on the Boston Celtics now, of course, didn't really play last year. What did he play, 4 or 5 minutes? They destroyed his ankle.
Well, he got hurt in the first game, right?
Yeah. 5 minutes in.
He broke his leg.
Yeah. Snapped like a twig.
A former All-Star with Utah Jazz. He posted a video, or his wife posted a video, because he's about to have his third child.
Wow.
And he has two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel
you can
for him.
Listen to the audio and interpret it how you want to interpret it. I interpret it as probably wanted a son because he'd already had two daughters. Here's how Gordon Hayward reacted to finding out if it was a boy or girl. They did a balloons bit where nowadays there are these gender reveal parties or gender reveal things where instead of just like going to the doctor and they tell you, the doctor, I assume the doctors get in on the bit and they, in this case, gave them a box.
Or
and
like if you toss somebody like an exploding softball and you when you hit it,
and if it's blue,
it goes blue or
boy.
Pink, whatever.
And so in this case, if the balloons came out blue, it's a son. Instead, the balloons came out pink. Here's Gordon Hayward's reaction.
Yeah, but the helium machine didn't work. Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a girl.
Whoa.
You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Well, I mean, of course he's always happy. Look at his paycheck.
Bye. Do you interpret it as a disappointed dad? Sounds
like it.
Well, here's the thing.
It does sound like it.
Gordon Hayward, he's a man of means. Couldn't he, like, genetically engineer whether he has a son or a daughter at this point?
Yeah, but he may not want to do that.
Whoa.
But you
He just knows he's going to have another moody, dramatic female in his house in about 10
again,
years.
Play that again, Valdez. Play that little cut.
Wow.
Play it again.
Whoa. It's a girl.
Sounds a lot like Neil from the Young Ones.
That's Neil from the Young Ones. If you never saw the Young Ones, you missed out.
Oh, you're missing out on life.
Kick's eldest is a boy, so you had a boy right off the bat. EB, same thing, boy right off the bat.
Yeah.
My son was my second. Mm-hmm. Kelsey was my first. You had two daughters. Was there ever a thought? Because most dads, I think, would love to have a son. You think of Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, having a catch with his dad.
Yeah.
Think about having a third?
No, we never really did. My wife wasn't interested in having a third. Wouldn't have minded having another third. I actually didn't mind having a third daughter. Call me crazy.
Yeah. Well, of course.
But no, we never really talked about it. It was never a serious topic in our house.
I mean, how would you procreate?
Plus, you'd have to get how would you do it? You would actually have to bang.
You could have adopted. You could always go that route.
Speaking of daughter, my daughter's such a goofball. My oldest daughter. All right, she just turned 17. She's just a goofball. All right. I'm out to dinner last night at Matchbox in One Loud.
That's twice in a week.
Here's what you paid, too.
Paid. There. I was out there with my buddy's.
You didn't even use your GC?
You might have already
I did.
It.
I did, and he covered the rest. It was because there were six people.
Okay.
Six people.
There were six people.
What did you have to eat? Pizza?
I had a apple pear salad with salmon.
Mm. Did you have sliders? Please tell me you had sliders.
No, but we ordered the spicy meatball appetizer. So good.
Very good. It was a spicy meatball.
Anyway, so my daughter is with her friend and my other daughter, the three of them, and they want to go to this place, Nando's, which is right next door.
Nando's, Katy Perry Perry.
Correct.
Yes. Portuguese chicken, of course.
Peruvian chicken, I think.
It's not Peruvian.
It's Portuguese.
It's Portuguese chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo gets butt size.
That's whatever it is.
Loves it.
I've been there one time. But she also needs gas.
Okay.
So she said, Dad, can I use your credit card? I need some gas, and then we want to go to dinner at Nando.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure. I give her the credit card, right? So she calls me. I'm sitting down at Matchbox. She calls me. She goes, Dad, the credit card says not accepted. Oh.
Chicken.
I said, what? It was not working for some reason. So she wants to come to Matchbox so she can get another credit card.
Chicken.
Right, she goes, Dad, I only have 29 miles. I'm going to run out of gas. I said, 29 miles will get you almost to Annapolis.
Yeah, it's forever.
So I said, you'll be fine. Just come over here. I'll give you another credit card. All right. So she comes over. I give her the credit card. She goes. He takes care of it, gets the gas, gets some right. So about 2 hours later, my youngest daughter texts me and goes, Matt, he's such an idiot. She was putting the credit card in wrong.
Of course. She's putting it backwards.
She was putting it backwards. So, of course, it wasn't going to take. I was like, Matt, what are you doing? You're going to go to college in a year and you can't put a credit card in a gas machine?
No, it sounds like you need to take her for a tutorial.
Didn't you teach her how to do all that and everything?
I taught her, with the debit card. But I mean, the credit card is the exact same thing. Yep. It's got the stripe on the back.
Yeah, it could be easier.
I can tell you, my kids have mastered the credit card. They've mastered that.
Oh, believe me, my daughter's mastered in every other facet of life.
Right.
Besides getting gas.
Yeah.
She's good at credit card, but she has to give it to the counter. It's when she actually has to insert or slide.
Right. It's so easy. There's a little picture of the tape on the back.
Yep.
Of the stripe. Oh my God.
Yeah. There's a schematic to do it.
I've showed her before, of course. I don't know how she botched it. Just a goofball.
Maybe she couldn't lift the credit card because it was so heavy.
That it is. That the bill is.
Those bills can get heavy.
The bill's a lot heavier than the credit card.
They can get heavy sometimes.
All right. You guys are just
sometimes that happens.
Me.
Jason. All right. Yes. At least you didn't do what someone did in Missouri. A woman pulled up next to a Lamborghini at a gas station, drove off with the hose still in the car, sprayed gas everywhere.
Blew up the gas station.
No, blew gas all over the Lamborghini. Engine of the Lamborghini caught on fire. A $400,000 car burned to the ground.
Oh, my God. Where was this?
Missouri.
What an idiot. That'll be my daughter if she's ever...
Who's driving a Lamborghini in Missouri?
Is it my... Mike Moustakas is his wife.
Maybe.
Silly fool.
I remember Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock as we go in the clubhouse with the Nats president of baseball operations. Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor. We're going to play Name That Hurt Thing. If you want to partake, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.